Okay, so we are in Resh Chaf and Siv
Yes.
Hey. So Chol Shvi'i Shel Erev Shabbos. Let's say the seventh day falls out on a Friday. V'yom Shabbos Yerev Yom Tov, and then Shabbos is going to be Erev Yom Tov. Mutar L'chavos L'irchutz Galeach Erev Shabbos. Then you're allowed to wash and be Magaleach Erev Shabbos, even though it's not really Erev Yom Tov. But because he's doing it L'kavod Yom Tov, which is on Sunday and Monday. That's enough. But im loy gilui chazatz me erev Shabbos. But let's say he didn't take a haircut erev Shabbos. Oy be'erev Yom Tov, or erev Yom Tov. Also le galeach b'chol hamoed. It's also to shave on chol hamoed. Kibun shoy yochel le galeach mikodem, since he had the ability to shave before. Aber mutter le galeach lacher Yom Tov. It is mutter take the haircut after Yom Tov. Shem chol shvi shaloi b'Shabbos. And if the seventh day falls on a Shabbos, you erev Yom Tov. It's erev Yom Tov. Kibun shem itzara avelus hoy yochel le galeach, since because of Avelis, you could take the haircut. Ella Shabbos Ikvah, Shabbos stopped him. Imkein Havilei Onus, he's considered an Oinus. And he's mutter to shave in Chol HaMoed, just like somebody who gets out of the hospital, comes from overseas, gets out of jail. They're allowed to shave in Chol HaMoed. And again, the reason is because his Shiva was over on Shabbos. So then he's not allowed to shave on Friday, because he's still in the middle of Shiva. It's only if the Shiva's over on Erev Shabbos, then he would be able to. Zayin hadaregel mevatel gzeres shloishim dafka al shar mesim. That's only on other mesim. Aval al ove ve'imoy, but on parents she'asal galeach at she'yigaru bechaverov. Right, we just pointed this out before, that by a parent that you're not allowed to take haircuts until the friends say something. Ain regel mevatel zayis, the regel is not mevatel. Ches noag shah achas, we're noag 1 hour, we lav dafka shah el afilu pachas lifnei meaning any amount of time before Pesach. Oise shah chashuva k'moy shiva, that's considered like shiva. Ushmoyne yimei Pesach, and you have the 8 days of Pesach. Harei loy tesvav yomim, that's 15 days. Umashlim oy tesvav l'minyan shloishim, and then shloishim is another 15 days.
What does meaning
Meaning
shloshim?
after Pesach is 15 days. That's all you have to wait for the Shloshim to be over.
Why 15 days?
Because 7 days of Shiva,
Oh, he did a full
eight
7 days
days
of
Pesach.
Shiva.
No, he didn't. He did an hour of Shiva.
But oh,
That
okay,
count.
sorry.
That's what we said before. Yeah. No, Shah Achas Lefnei Shavuos. So he did an hour before Shavuos. Ois HaShahu K'moy Shiva. That hour is like Shiva. And the first day of Shavuos is also considered 7 days. Since you have 7 days to bring the animals. That's why many shuls don't say Tachnun for 7 days after, or 6 days after Shavuos, or five. And then the second day of Shavuos is considered the 15th day. So then you need another 15 days. So noag shah achas lifnei chag sukkos, harei shiva. This is a little different because of shmini atzeres. So harei shiva, you have 7 days. V'shiva yimei sukkos harei yudalei yom. V'shmini atzeres nechshav gam kein l'shiva. Shmini atzeres counts as another seven. Shu regel b'fnei atzmai, it's its own yom. V'yesh l'karbonos of tashlumen, and you have tashlumen for the karbonos. Even though we don't do that, but lemaisa there is mina Torah tashlumin arechafalaf yom yom simchas Torah yom chaf beis umashlim oid ches yomim. You finish 8 more days. Fine. Test.
Is the after to, isn't after Shmini Atzeres? There's another. They don't say Tachlon should
That's
be
what he's
before.
saying. That's not Shmuel.
When
That's
is that?
well. That's before Pesach. No, he says he does use it. We do use we use Shmini Atzeres as
No, but there's days after Shmini Atzeres that we see them use or something. No.
no, nobody says Tachlin. Test Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur Shiva Shiva Shloishim. That's also considered Yom Tov to be Mevatel Shiva and Shloishim. Noag Shah Achas Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Bittul Rosh Hashanah Gzeres Shiva v'Yom Kippurim Mevatel Gzeres Shloishim. Noag Shah Achas Lefnei Yom Kippurim. If he's knowing an hour for Yom Kippur, Pital Yom HaKippurim, Shiva, the Yom HaKippurim is Matal Shiva, V'chag HaSukkos is Matal Shloshim. And Sukkos knocks out the Shloshim. Yud. Abba Gav, the Regal Matal Shiva, even though
Yeah,
Yom
those
Tov.
are the four Yom Kippur and
Yeah. This that the people light a candle in where the neshama is, Yadigu Gambi Yom Tif, you should light it on Yom Tif too. It's better to light it in Shul.
You don't say that. You say
What?
Gvoyantif.
No, this is not a Yahrzeit candle. This is a candle that they light in the Shiva house.
So that you don't, but why not light it before Yantif?
Right?
Use the same
You
spot.
do, but it goes out. Whatever. I'm assuming it goes out.
Okay.
So that is all hak whether you should do this anyways. It should be lit before you look, but it goes out. So then the Eitzah, as many places can say, is light it in a dark room. Then you're okay. Okay, Simon Reish Chav Aleph Dinei Tainis Yartzeit Uboi Chesifim. What are we going to in this one?
Elephant.
Okay, so now it's Dinim of Yartzeit. So Aleph Mitzvah L'Sanis B'Yom Hashana Yom Shemes B'Yom V'Imo. It's a mitzvah to fast on the day that a parent dies. Kedei L'Sayra L'Tshuva, to get you to Tshuva L'Fashr Shemaisav, to think about your actions by Yisra Yom, and that day L'Schar Adaleim, to regret them. By Deze Yizakis Abba V'Imo Shisala B'Gan Eden, and then they will be Muzaka, the parents, for going up to Gan Eden. And then some say it's also a bad luck day. If you're going to fast, then when you start, like any time you make a tannis. If you fast one time for a yard time, is called yomov. Mustama's das is to fast always. Then it's like an eder. Shehu min atayra. It's a window rise of a tzaruch l'sanis loyelam. Then you have to fast forever. When you're sick, or should be in your nachar, should talk lechol tzarach hatorin, then you would need hatoras nedarim. Vim perash she'ena mekabel alo b'neder, and but if he says he's not being mekabel, he's doing b'li neder, and a tzarach hatorin, there's an inatara. Fine, noigin la'ad l'gner yartzeit. Yeah, fine. Base.
Parentheses.
Yeah. Masan and la'olam b'yem ha'misa. You always fast in the yem ha'misa. Bafilo. Even in the first year, even if the person died at the end of the day, after they daven the early ma'ariv, if it's still day, that day will still be considered yartzeit, even though the tzibur already daven ma'ariv. But if the kvura was not for a few days, like if they take the mace to Eretz Yisrael and that type of thing, then he should fast the first year on the day of the burial, and after that's the Yom HaMisa. That's also a big controversy, because it depends. Some say if it depends if it's less than 3 days between the death and the Kfura, etc., etc. Okay. We will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and a fine Shabbos. Besuras Tavis.
Well, as if the earth is in Shabbos, you don't fast that year, right?
You don't fast the earth and all those things. Also, yeah, off the.
That wasn't halacha. That was just it's a mitzvah.
Right. Right. I don't know. It's a mitzvah. I don't even know. It's a mitzvah. It's an Indian, I guess.
Indian.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
First time I'm hearing it. I've been having yartzeit for a long time. So
really, you're not, yeah, it's the first time you're hearing it.
Yeah, I've never had the mitzvah to fast the yartzeit.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't fast. I think the minute is many people don't fast anymore.
No, I mean, I haven't even heard people fasting on the yartzeit.
Yeah, and a lot of people fast. I mean, that's what says Shulchan Aruch. The default is to fast. No. Default is, but nowadays we're lousy fasters, so Mamela, it's a problem.
Well, we just get away with not doing it.
Yeah, well, that's where I think tikkun comes from, making siyumim and those type of things.
You're saying we give tikkun, so then we're
we give tikkun. So, but you're giving tikkun for people to make brachas for the nisham.
Right. So that's
right. But if you're doing a mitzvah, then you don't have to, right? Like a siyum.
Nah, I mean that's the justification. It's unclear where that comes from.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well,
a siyum, maybe like it's Erev Pesach, something like that. But most people make the siyum at night.
Maybe
anyways.
Someone's supposed to make a siyum on the air site.
Yeah. No, that's where that inyan comes from.
Oh, because of the fasting or no? You're just making a siyum a little nishmas.
Yeah, but that you shouldn't fast, that you don't have to fast.
Interesting.
Okay, yeah,
As long as it's, yeah, we're going to stuff.
all right.
Okay.